He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday, May the 27th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson in San Diego, California, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, the market giveth, the market taketh away. We have some big triple-digit down days. We have big triple-digit up days. Right now, we're closer to a triple-digit up day than we are to that big loss we saw on Tuesday of this week. The Dow is up 93 points right now. 96 points, call it, 18,137 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Of course, we lost 200 yesterday, mostly due to, I would say, Europe, fear over what's going to happen in Greece. It doesn't look like they're going to have the money to pay back the debt, the loan, the due payment, the monthly payment, and it looks like maybe the UK may exit the euro, and that caused some ripples throughout the world on Tuesday, and the market was down triple digits, but we're gaining back half of that today. The S&P 500 is up almost 10 points right now. The S&P 500 is at 2,113. How about that? The NASDAQ up 31 points to 5,063. The NASDAQ up 0.6% today. Crude oil, been backing off just a little bit. That was another reason why we saw the Tuesday sell-off, was a sell-off in the crude oil markets. But crude is at $57.52. It has been over 60 recently, but backing off a bit here. Gold is at 11.85. The euro is dropping at 1.087. And the 10-year yield is also dropping a little bit to 2.16%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. You know, the big triple-digit down days, they always raise the emotions a little bit to the surface, especially those fear emotions. You know, everybody always says, I'm waiting for that pullback to buy that stock, or I'm waiting for that pullback to get in. And then we have that little pullback, and I see more fear than I see greed. And yet, you've heard the saying, it's good to be greedy when others are fearful, and it's good to be fearful when others are greedy. Be that contrarian. I haven't met that many contrarians, true contrarians, that step up to the plate when the market's reeling. Instead, you know, the fear emotion dominates the picture. And when you have a big triple-digit sell-off, 200 points, you always wonder, ask yourself, is this the big one? Is this the beginning of the big one? Every time we have a little shaker or a little tremor here in San Diego, California, Southern California, and the chandelier starts to sway, and the walls start to creak, we always ask ourselves, is this the big one? Is this the one that makes Arizona the furthest west state in the United States? Is California going to slip into the ocean? Well, we've had a lot of triple-digit down days over the last 6 years. And yet the market's gone on every single time to hit new all-time highs. And, of course, yesterday, on Tuesday or whenever it was, when we had the triple-digit down day, we asked ourselves once again, is this the beginning? Is this the big one? Is this the end of the bull market? Is this the end of the economic growth cycle in America? Have earnings peaked in America? Are we starting to top out? Are we starting to recede? Is it high tide in the stock market? Well, as I look and as I go through my day on a triple-digit down day, the best way for me to analyze it is one stock at a time. That may sound like a cliche, but it's true. I go through and I look at my Apple, for instance, and I say, well, it looks fine. You know, sure, it's going to pull back a few bucks here and there. It's going to have its bad days, but I look at the overall trend. I step back and look at the one-year trend. I look at things like 20-day moving averages and 50-day moving averages. With the big down day on Tuesday in the market, the S&P 500, the grade actually went down to C+, which is a weak hold on the S&P 500. I haven't seen a C+ grade on the S&P for a while. But then I looked at a one-year chart of the S&P 500, and I still see it above its 50-day moving average, the S&P is. I still see the 50-day well above the 200-day, and I still see an uptrend in the S&P 500, despite the damage that was done on Tuesday. You have to step back and look at the overall collection of dots, not just yesterday's dot or Tuesday's dot. You have to look how it fits in the overall scheme of things. And everything still looks fine from a technical point of view. And that's what I really did on Tuesday, was looking at the technicals, the setup, the picture, the one-year picture of everything that I own or might be considering to purchase. And I actually made a couple purchases on Tuesday while the market was down a little bit. Secondly, I look at the fundamentals of the market. And I do that on a weekly basis in my newsletter. When I did the numbers last week, I came up with about $120 per share for the S&P 500 this year. That in and of itself really means nothing. You have to compare it with last year so that we know what the trend is. Well, let's first begin with 6 years ago, when we made about $58 per share on the S&P 500. There's the first big item to take a look at, is earnings have grown from $58 per share on the S&P 500 to $120 over the last 5-6 years. That's why the market's gone up. Last year, the market made, the S&P 500 made about $117 per share. So this year we're looking at about a 2 to 3% rise in earnings over last year. And guess what? The markets are up about 2 to 3% so far this year. And they've leveled off because earnings have leveled off. So now what really matters is looking ahead to next year. And at least based on the numbers that are out there right now and the expectations, these are the best numbers that we can possibly glean right now from what companies are telling us and from guidance that they're giving and from all that they can see out there on the horizon, it looks like we'll return to some pretty healthy growth next year in 2016. But I think the market is kind of in a wait and see mode. They want to make sure that earnings are going to return to growth in 2016 from this year's flattish year. But all signs, at least from my perspective, look like they will. And at some point in time, I believe that the U.S. market will break out again out of this sideways funk that it's been in since the beginning of the year. So meanwhile, you know, the only thing you can do is try to find stocks within the flattish market that aren't so flattish, that show a little bit of promise here, that haven't leveled off in their earnings. A lot of the big industrials, a lot of the multinationals have leveled off because of the rising dollar, which seems to be going back down, and now it's going back up again. But at least it's not in that meteoric rise mode that it was earlier this year. And we've also obviously seen a big leveling off in the energy patch, in the oil stocks, which make up about 10 or 11% of the S&P 500. But it also looks like maybe the worst is behind us in the oil patch. We're back to $58, $59 per barrel. So all things being equal, taking a look at next year versus this year, I see earnings growth resuming in the U.S. maybe by this quarter coming up, maybe one more flattish quarter, then we start to grow again. And for that reason, I remain bullish on the U.S. market stock market, that is, not the bond market, the stock market. And as I look around the world, I see other markets that I'm also bullish on, because quantitative easing going on, taking place in the world, is bullish for stocks, for equities, not for bonds, for equities. And I see markets around the world that are also a little bit cheaper. In fact, there's some that are half price of what the U.S. is. So in addition to being bullish on the U.S. stock market, I'm also bullish on several international markets. Why don't I give you an example of a stock when we come back that is in a bullish mode right now and has those characteristics that I so prize here in my Best Stocks Now app and my Best Stocks Now system. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I do see an upgrade here that I was going to talk about. Deutsche Bank. It's good to check on these guys once in a while to see if they're on the ball with their stock calls. Deutsche Bank sees upside for Magna International. Well, Magna International is also high up on my list right now, so I think it's time to put it under the microscope here and see why Deutsche Bank likes it and why Bill Gunderson likes it. What do? They manufacture automotive systems, assemblies, modules, components, and complete vehicles for automotive OEMs. Magna International is headquartered in Aurora, Ontario, Canada. Magna is a $24 billion market cap company that trades here on the New York Stock Exchange. They make automobile parts for the OEMs, the original equipment manufacturers. Magna obviously is a cyclical company. I remember back in 2009, boy, auto sales went through the floor, didn't they? It was fix up the old jalopy and get some parts down at AutoZone at one of the auto parts stores. Those stocks were flying in 2009. While Ford, what did Ford get down to? Ford Motor Company got down to $1 a share in 2008, 2009. So you know what would happen to a supplier to the original equipment manufacturers. It didn't do very well either. Magna got down to $4 per share. Now it's back to $58 per share. And one thing that jumps off the page for me, in 2009, Magna lost 67 cents per share. The next year they made 219. They return to profitability. How does a company return to profitability after getting down to $4 a share and losing 67 cents a share? Well, in the real world, in the business world, they probably had to lay off some people. They had to cut expenses. They had to trim their budget, or they might not have survived the big downturn. They had to do what they had to do in order for the company to remain a healthy company. And they returned to profitability the next year, 2010, making $2.19 per share. Now look at what they've done since then. $2.43 per share, $2.87 per share, $3.62, $4.47, $4.69, $5.68. Every number has increased since that loss in 2009. And what happens when earnings increase year over year? The stock goes up. Now, eventually, this cycle's going to end. Magna's going to top out once again. It's a cyclical company. Their earnings will top out, and then they'll start to recede again. But right now, there's no sign that that's going to happen. Over the last 5 years, if you compound it out, where their earnings were 5 years ago, where they are today, and you apply a compound annual growth rate to those earnings, you'll find that they've been growing their earnings by 37% per year. They're in the upcycle. This is a perfect example, too, of the U.S. economy. The U.S. economy bottomed out in 2009. The earnings of the S&P 500 bottomed out at like $59 per share, and a lot of companies lost money that year. And they had to take some extreme measures to return to profitability. And Magna is a very good example of a company that did. And likewise, the S&P 500 companies did enough collectively to return the S&P 500 to earnings growth once again. And the growth has been, or the earnings have been growing ever since, except for this year where we're just up a paltry 2 or 3%. But we're expected to return to some pretty healthy growth in 2016. Magna is looking for a 21% increase in 2016 in earnings versus this year. So things still look favorable there. I would put Magna in a moderate risk profile. Magna's not a great big, blue chip stock, and yet it's not a little growth company anymore. It's a fairly mature stock, but it's at $24 billion. Do they pay any kind of a dividend? I doubt it. Maybe. Oh, no, they pay 1.5%, so you could even justify a company like Magna in a growth and income portfolio. By the way, someone sent me an email saying, hey, don't dividend-paying stocks, aren't they interest rate sensitive? The answer to that question is no. Dividend-paying stocks trade on earnings. They trade on growth, not on interest rates. Companies that aren't growing, like a real estate investment trust, or if they're leveraged and have a lot of debt, that would be another one that would be sensitive to interest rates. Bonds obviously are sensitive to interest rates. Utilities obviously are sensitive to interest rates because they're not growing. They're really reliant upon their dividend yield. You're buying them almost solely for their dividend yield. But dividend paying stocks, you're buying them mostly for their earnings growth. The dividend's just a little bit of gravy on top of that earnings growth. So no, dividend paying stocks are not sensitive. These little companies, Magna paying a 1.5% dividend yield, it's not going to get crushed if dividends or if interest rates go higher. No, they are not interest rate sensitive. That's why I prefer dividend paying stocks to the highly volatile bond market, which is very sensitive to a rising interest rate environment. Magna International has returned some big returns over the years. Over the last decade, 15% per year. Markets delivered 5.8. Over the last 5 years, 30% per year. Magna has doubled the returns of the stock market. And over the last 3 years, 42% per year. It also blows away the bond market, right? If you're going to use this as a substitute for the bond portion of your portfolio, it's done pretty good. You'd love to have a bond that's gone up by 42% per year over the last 3 years. And obviously, there's more risk here. You're owning a stock. Over the last 12 months, the stock's up 12.5%. It gets a performance grade of A-. Now, the other issue in the market right now is valuation. The U.S. market is trading at 20 times earnings. Magna is trading at 10 times earnings. It's trading at 1/2. And that's one of the keys to this market right now, is finding stocks that are still making sense from a valuation point of view. Because overall, the stock market's pretty fully valued. But when earnings return next year, earnings growth, then the market makes sense once again from a valuation proposition. But as of now, Magna's trading at just 10 times forward earnings. I have a 5-year target price of $100. It's currently trading at 58. Magna comes in, MGA. By the way, this is one that I own in my moderate risk profile. I own about a 2.5% weighting in it. It currently comes in at number 87 out of 4,109. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked a little bit about triple-digit days, both to the upside and to the downside. It comes with the territory. But if you think about it, over the last 6 years, every time there was a triple-digit down day, the market has come back to hit a new high. So every time you buckled at the knees during a triple-digit down day and sold everything and moved aside to cash, you made the wrong call. You haven't been following the Best Stocks Now weekly newsletter, which every week analyzes valuations, technicals, sentiment, takes everything into account and comes up with what I think about the market. And I've been bullish on the market, but there will be a time when some triple-digit down days start to hit, and it is the real thing. It is the big one. It's the beginning of the next bear market. Just like Magna International is a cyclical stock, it ebbs and flows with the automobile industry. The U.S. economy is cyclical. We're in the seventh year of an up cycle, of a growth cycle in the U.S. economy. The U.S. economy will eventually peak out and earnings will start to recede once again. But right now, we don't see that. I don't see that around the next corner. Now, it can happen pretty quickly. That's why I stop and analyze the market weekly. Well, I analyze it daily, a lot of little things. But I sum it all up every weekend in my newsletter, the Best Stocks Now newsletter, which I publish every single week, which you can get by going to my website at pwstreet.com. We email the newsletter out to you. And we're still in this growth cycle right now that began back in 2009. And that really holds the key. You know, I hear all these other factors. What about newsletter writer sentiment? What about this? What about that? In my book, if you strip everything else away and just look at the earnings, I realize there's more to it than that. But really, that's the bottom line. That's really what, if an individual stock trades on earnings, you would think that the collective group of stocks that make up an index would also have a big impact on how that index trades in the future. And when it eventually peaks and tops out, that's what we're going to watch for. And then it's time to start pulling back from this stock market, which has been giving for the last 6 years to 401ks and IRAs and trading accounts across America. And we're going to continue to ride it as far as we can until it's over. We also talked about an individual stock that's trading at 10 times forward earnings right now that has a way better than average performance numbers, and it has a reasonable, a justifiable valuation right now, and the stock has what it takes to go higher from here, no guarantees. I also saw it was upgraded today by Deutsche Bank, and it's also one that I've recently bought, added it to my newsletter in Magna International. Well, now we're going to go. I've talked about the U.S. market trading at 20 times earnings right now, which is a little bit on the rich side, pretty much on the fully valued side. Even though there's individual stocks that still make sense, the overall market is pretty full for now. And that's why I've looked overseas beginning late last year and have found some other markets, including China, which is trading at a 10 PE right now. 10, maybe 11, 12 now. It keeps rising pretty quickly. It's the biggest performing market in the world so far this year, second to Russia. Russia's number one. China's number two. And I've looked at a lot of individual stocks, and I've bought a lot of individual stocks within the Chinese market. I've added a bunch of individual stocks from those A shares that are now available to us here in the U.S. One such stock is China Construction Bank. The Chinese ticker symbol, if you have availability to foreign exchanges, buying stocks on foreign exchanges, C6T.de, C6T.de. You can look that one up in the Best Stocks Now app. There's also a pink sheet version, an over-the-counter version that trades in America, CICHY, C-I-C-H-Y. C-I-C-H-Y. Now let's take a look at some particulars on the China Construction Bank. This thing's as big as J.P. Morgan. It's a large cap stock. It's $180 billion in market capitalization. I put it in the moderate risk profile. You know, people write to me and they ask me, Bill, isn't there a lot of extra risk in buying a Chinese stock? What about the auditing over there? What about the books over there? Well, you know, you're dealing with a communist country that, you know, who knows? Maybe they say the books are whatever we want them to be. But, you know, they've also come around and they are now in the global economy, a major player in the global economy. And the stocks have done very, very well. And there's some major players in the growth of China over there. A lot of the banks driving a lot of the growth, including the China Construction Bank. So it is what it is. Yes, you're taking a little more risk, but then you would say, well, look at the shenanigans that were done by the U.S. banks back in 2009. We have a few of the big financials that aren't even around anymore. Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns. Several banks were on the ropes. They were bailed out. They were saved by the U.S. government. So we have our issues here in America, too. But right now, there's a lot of action in the Chinese stocks. And this is a $180 billion market capitalization company that does $82 billion a year in revenues. And I show that it has a single-digit P.E. ratio right now. China Construction Bank over the last 5 years has averaged 88% per year. The market S&P 500 has averaged 14.5. You say, well, this thing's way overheated. But then you look at the valuation, and the valuation still makes sense. This stock, over the last 3 years, has been doubling every year. The market's been going up by 17%. Over the last 12 months, this stock is up another triple-digit return. And yet it still has a very low P.E. ratio. Now, there are several ways to buy Chinese stocks. One way is through a Chinese mutual fund, okay? Fidelity. You trust Fidelity, don't you? I mean, the name implies we're trustworthy, we're honest. Fidelity. They have boots on the ground that analyze and visit these companies over there, and they own them. Take a look at what Fidelity China, I believe it's Fidelity China Region. You can take a look inside at the individual stocks that they own, or you can buy the Fidelity China Fund. It's probably available in a lot of 401ks these days. A lot of the companies offer a wide array of Fidelity funds, T. Rowe Price funds. I'm sure T. Rowe Price has a China fund. A lot of the big mutual fund companies offer exposure to China. That's probably the safest way to get exposure there. There's exchange-traded funds that buy the index. I've talked about ASHR. China Construction Bank is one of the stocks within ASHR. Or you can buy the individual stocks. You can either buy them on the foreign exchanges. For instance, Interactive Brokers allows you to buy stocks on foreign exchanges. They have agreements with other exchanges around the world, and you could buy C6T.de. Now at Scottrade, they have CICHY, which is an over-the-counter version of the stock. You have to be a little bit careful. Sometimes they don't trade the robust volume that they trade in Hong Kong. So you have to always look at the volume, see what kind of bid, what the ask size is, see whether or not you can buy shares in it. But the shares that I own are CICHY, China Construction Bank. Out of 4,109 stocks, mutual funds, indexes, ETFs around the world, around the globe, China Construction Bank comes in at number 7. And it is a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we've gone through a couple of individual stocks. They're not recommendations. I'm using examples from within the U.S. Okay, you've got a fully valued market here in the U.S. for now based on earnings this year. Now, looking ahead to next year, I see upside potential in the U.S. markets, but we're in stall mode right now because we've kind of reached a fully valued market for 2015. My target price for this year is $2,100, and we're at $2,100. So now you got to try to make something out of nothing within the market, trying to find stocks that are trading, you know, still at good, reasonable valuations within a fully valued market. It's pretty hard to make something out of nothing. The market has a lot to do with the overall performance of the stocks and your portfolio. But so far this year, 2015, at Gunderson Capital Management, we have been able to make something out of nothing. The market's not giving us much. The Dow's up 2%. I gave you a good example, however, of a stock within the U.S. market that still looks favorable to me, has some room to move. And another strategy for this year, and don't forget, I mean, the foreign markets have badly trailed the U.S. markets for the last several years. I've had no exposure whatsoever. I took a little brief foray into the Latin America markets when oil was really taken off. And then that was soon snuffed out by corruption in Brazil and in Argentina. But for the most part, I have avoided the emerging markets, the developed international markets over the last several years. But this is the year, finally, that they're coming, they're springing to life. They're springing to life because of quantitative easing, money printing, cutting interest rates. Well, we're getting ready to raise interest rates, and in some cases, cheaper markets than our market, and in addition to this, faster growing economies than our economy, which was still growing at a very tepid 2-3%. So that's been a strategy in 2015 of trying to make something out of nothing. The market's given us very little if you're judging it by the S&P 500. And the traditional asset allocation this year is flat to maybe down a little bit. If you're 50% bonds and 50% stocks, maybe you're up 1 or 2%, or maybe you're down 1 or 2%. You're somewhere in that range. There's a very good example of the market giving you very, very little this year. If you have, you know, a exposure to the foreign markets, 15-20% or so, then you're getting something out of that portion of your asset allocation. And looking forward, you know, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but you know, my asset allocation, when I plug in the numbers, says I should be 50% bonds right now. And yet I look out on the horizon and I see a bear market in the bond market. I see a rising interest rate environment. And it's not just me. I was at an advisory council meeting with some big players in the industry. They see a rising interest. They're bracing for a rising interest rate environment. So me personally, I don't want to have any exposure to the bond market for myself in my asset allocation or for my clients in their asset allocation. I see alternatives that look more attractive. And, you know, I used the example in my newsletter. If someone came along in 2007 and said, hey, there's a bear market brewing in the stock market, and yet you're asset allocation and said, no, I'm supposed to have 50% in the stock market. Would you have done the same thing? Would you have rode the stock market down 53%? No, I'm not saying the bond market's going to go down 53%, but we're in a rising interest rate environment. It's brewing. The winds are changing in the interest rate world here in America. The Fed is way behind the curve, and they need to catch up. They need to start raising interest rates soon, and that's not going to be pretty for the bond market. So anyways, like I say, you've got to try to make something out of nothing. The one asset class that is still working the best is equities, ownership, stock. Gold's not working, precious metals, commodities are not working, strong dollar continues to kill them, they're not getting the inflation that they want, the bond market's going nowhere this year. In fact, the long bond's down about 4% or so as measured by the ETF TLT. It's still an equities world, it's still a stock market world. You say, well, I need income. Well, then I would look to stocks that pay dividends. But I would tightly manage them. I wouldn't just blindly choose stocks that pay dividends. Another big trap is people look for dividend yields of 8 or 9%. There's usually something wrong. This is a dividend world of 1.5% to maybe 4%. That's what dividend paying stocks are paying right now. Anything above that, there's either something wrong or it's going to be extremely interest rate sensitive, like a mortgage REIT. Those are the kind of things you want to avoid. My overall dividend portfolio right now of stocks is yielding about 2.5%. That's about right. That's about where it should be. If you're investing in stocks that are yielding 6%, 7%, 9%, those are very high-risk types of dividends. Those aren't the dividend-paying stocks that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the ones paying 2%, 2.5%, 3%, somewhere in there. And then hopefully, we say, well, I need more than 2.5%, 3%. Well, hopefully along the way, we get some capital appreciation. And the two added up together equals more than what you would get in other places that are yielding next to nothing, and you have no chance of capital appreciation. But at the same time, I would closely manage those portfolios. I would spread it out. I'd own 25, 30 stocks, and I would closely manage them every day, which is the last thing I'll talk about. You know, managing your own money is very time-consuming. But there's a lot of people, I understand, they love doing it. That's their thing. And they're going to continue to do it and do it themselves. Well, you know, I offer my newsletter out for guidance. You can get that through my website at pwstreet.com. But a lot of people have turned to me and say, hey, we want you to manage the money. We don't have the time to do it or the inclination. And we're willing to pay a professional who stays on top of things to watch it for us and manage it tightly and be an active money manager, not a passive one. We can get that anywhere, passive money management. You can call us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.